Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we continue with the Oh My God series from The Drunken Cyclist, a blog on WordPress. And here is part 9, Sound and Light. The rest of the dinner proved to be far less eventful. I ordered the rabbit, which was prepared with a very nice mushroom sauce and served with a wonderful side of fresh carrots, which I thought was a bit cruel and wondered if the rabbit once intended to eat the same carrots himself. Much to my amazement, Oh My God ordered the same dish, which was more than a bit surprising. First, most North Americans have an aversion to eating rabbit for some reason that is probably worth exploring. Second, while many clients on my trips were hesitant to speak French for fear of butchering the language, and therefore would order something that had already been said at the table, this was certainly not the case with Oh My God. Thus far, he had never passed up an opportunity to converse with the locals in French, since, after all, he was fluent. Nothing could be further from the truth, but he was convinced that his 2 years of studying French in junior high school, some 30-odd years earlier, was sufficient to label himself fluent. Last, up until that point, he had eschewed every single tidbit of advice or directive I had given him, with the notable exception of demanding that he shower before dinner. For a brief moment, I arrogantly theorized that I was finally getting through to him and that he might be coming around. I briefly drifted off and recalled the François Truffaut film L'Enfant Sauvage, where a feral boy is found in the countryside and is gradually socialized by a determined doctor. I was jolted from this reverie when the meal arrived. As the waiter was explaining, in French, that the plates were very hot, Oh My God, who apparently could not wait another moment to start stuffing his cavernous pie hole, grabbed the plate from the waiter. He immediately shrieks in pain and drops the plate to the table. Instantly grabbing his glass of water, which he poured onto his smoldering fingers, he continued to wail after dumping his entire glass of water all over himself and the floor as he surveyed the entire room, looking for another remedy to alleviate his seemingly agonizing pain. As he began to rise from his seat, I envisioned yet another disaster of epic proportions. Somewhat instinctively, I quickly and forcibly placed my hand on his shoulder, momentarily denying his freedom. As he shot me a glance of combined disbelief and distress, I reached for the ice bucket, which had been repositioned next to my seat after the previous debacle, and grabbed several cubes with my napkin. As I turned to hand the napkin to Oh My God, he had already started eating with his unharmed hand. He had picked the sauce-covered rabbit up without the use of any of the provided utensils and was holding it to his face as if he were trying to smother himself. For the rest of the meal, I tried really hard to ignore him and did my very best to get completely snockered. We started off with a wonderful Sancerre from just a few miles away, followed by a series of Chenin Blancs from right up the road in Vouvray and literally right around the corner in Chenonceau. We had decided earlier in the day to head to the Sound and Light show at the Chateau, so we were rushing a bit at the end of the meal to not be late for the start. As is custom in many parts of Europe, I was soaking up the remaining sauce with a piece of bread. I always feel a bit odd doing this, since it seems a bit vulgar, but I see it done all the time, in even the best restaurants, so I am trying to get over it. When I glanced over to Oh My God, he was doing the same, with his fingers. I passed him the bread basket, but he waved it off with a grunt. I tried again, same response. Realizing that subtlety is not his strong suit, I said, "You know, you should really use some bread to do that." He looked at me with a puzzled, somewhat hurt and confused glance and muttered, "I don't like bread." I realized that I was not likely to win this battle, so I just told him that we needed to go right away to get to the show, After rising from the table, I saw that Oh My God had taken one more swipe at the sauce, this time with all four fingers at once. As he rose from the table, he stuffed his whole hand into his mouth and slurped off the remaining sauce. He paused for a moment and belched. We arrived at the castle just in time for the start of the show. The show consisted of a narrative of the history of the chateau, in French, accompanied by a rather artistic light show cast upon the facade and grounds. After translating a bit for Grumpy and Mr. Personality, I turned around and Oh My God was not there. I was presented with the ultimate moral dilemma. Oh My God was an adult, and he technically was on his own, but I knew that he could not survive out there in the wild. On the other hand, my life would be infinitely easier if I just let it go. After a few moments trying to convince myself that I was blissfully happy with the recent development, I decided that I needed to go and look for him. It would be easier than dealing with the police, the morgue, or the Société de la Défense des Animaux, the French version of the ASPCA, in the middle of the night. Luckily, I guess, I didn't have to look all that far. He had found some other Canadians just a few steps away, and they were sitting around drinking beer. Way to perpetuate the stereotype, eh? As I approached, I noticed he was eating something which looked a lot like bread. I was more than a little steamed and decided to confront him about it. I thought you didn't like bread. It isn't bread, it's a croissant. Realizing that trying to point out the idiocy of the statement would only be met with a blank stare, I took another approach. Where did you get a croissant at this hour? I just found it in my jersey pocket. Pause. I think it might be from yesterday. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we continue with part 10.